utmost for his highest. September the 18th. His temptation and ours. In Hebrews 4:15 we read, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Until we are born again, the only kind of temptation we understand is that mentioned by James. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. But by regeneration we are lifted into another realm where there are other temptations to face. That is the kind of temptations our Lord faced. The temptations of Jesus do not appeal to us, for they have no home at all in our human nature. Our Lord's temptations and ours move in different spheres until we are born again and become his brethren. The temptations of Jesus are not those of a man, but the temptations of God as man. By regeneration, the Son of God is formed in us, and in our physical life, he has the same setting that he had on earth. Satan does not tempt us to do wrong things. He tempts us in order to make us lose what God has put into us by regeneration. That is the possibility of being of value to God. He does not come on the line of tempting us to sin, but on the line of shifting the point of view. And only the Spirit of God can detect this as a temptation of the devil. Temptation means the test by an alien power of the possessions held by a personality. This makes the temptation of our Lord explainable. After Jesus, in his baptism, had accepted the vocation of bearing away the sin of the world, he was immediately put by God's Spirit into the testing machine of the devil. But he did not tire. He went through the temptation without sin, and he retained the possessions of his personality intact. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin.